And things happen and people have to bail, but I woke up to five of them.
So a lot of people tagged me in this video, I assume, because I host a lot of parties like this one. And I just want to say first and foremost how heartbroken I am for this woman. The fact that you planned this amazing party, put all of this effort and time and money into it, and then almost every single person bailed on you the morning of the event, like that is fucking heartbreaking. But on this topic more generally, I just want to say something that might ruffle a few feathers, especially on an app where people are constantly talking about how much they love canceling plans, bailing on things, not showing up to things, etc. I cannot stress enough that if you are an adult who really prioritizes platonic relationships and your platonic social life, you need to be pretty ruthless about filtering out friends who share that priority. And that means having a very low tolerance policy for flakes. Because yes, sometimes things happen and people really do have to cancel, but also sometimes things don't happen. People just want to bail and they think that their desire to bail on something is more important than all of the time, money, and effort that you spent on this thing they're supposed to be attending. They're very clearly communicating that their time is more important than yours and that commitments they made to you are not a priority. I can't stress enough that if this is a pattern you start to see developing, you have to cut it off. I'm 35 and I only in the past few years feel like I have a very strong social group of essentially exclusively people who prioritize platonic relationships and platonic love in the way that I do. I wasted a lot of my 20s and even some of my early 30s investing that time and energy into people who did not reciprocate it. And I'd rather have a party of three people who actually RSVP, who show up, who return the favor, who are good guests, than 30 people who say yes but might flake the last minute and who act like they're doing me a favor by showing up the party that I put together. Friendships are a privilege, not a right. Getting invited places is a privilege, not a right. And if you're not willing to treat those things with respect or honor the commitments that you've made, then don't be surprised when you don't have them anymore.